person at a time. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome in. Thanks for being here. We've got an exciting hour lined up for you. Let me tell you all about it. We're going to be joined in the next few minutes by the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, noted auto journalist, writes for lots of publications worldwide, Paul Eisenstein. Will preview the upcoming Monterey Week. We'll talk about the Woodward Dream Cruise. We'll talk about some new vehicles that Paul has driven recently and lots more a little later on in this hour. Speaking of Monterey, we're going to talk about the Mecum car auction, one of the highlighted auctions. They're going to have, I believe, close to 300 or 400 cars up for sale and something for everybody at the event. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls. Matt is standing by at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, or you can shoot us an email anytime. It is bob at autoworldradio.com or bob at boblongradio.com. Let me remind you of the trivia question left over from a previous hour of the broadcast. We're only going to keep it out here for the next, let's say, six, well, we'll take it through the next 10 minutes or so. Who made the vehicle back in the 1970s? It was a two-door, a personal luxury vehicle, and it was called the Elite. Who made the Elite back in the 1970s? That is the question. The telephone number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Well, there's no question about it. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, there are lots, oodles and boodles of incentives out there from all the manufacturers. A good time to be in the market for buying a new vehicle. A perhaps leftover vehicle, as they used to call them, as the model years changed from 2010 to 2011, although that isn't as traditional as it used to be years ago. But nevertheless, a number of manufacturers are offering significant enhancements, including 0% financing, including free maintenance. I know BMW is offering free maintenance on their vehicles, and some very, very attractive finance rates. However, the catch is you must have, of course, a good credit rating, which is not an easy thing to have these days in this difficult economy. But for those lucky folks who have good credit and are looking for a new vehicle, I would definitely take a look around, because there's some great deals to be had. And certainly, if you look at some of the brands that are going out of business as well, Mercury, for example, is, of course, it has been announced it is going away. That might make you a little bit gun-shy as far as parts are concerned, but don't worry. Ford, like General Motors, has promised to continue making parts for their discontinued franchises. They're going to continue to make parts for Mercury, so Mercury resale values, of course, are not going to hold up in the either long or short run, but nevertheless, you can get some great values if you're the kind of person who just wants a good deal. You can definitely get that. I know Honda has got some great deals out there right now, too, unusual for the Japanese automaker, but once again shows you how difficult it is in the automotive marketplace. Toyota, a brand which never used to have incentives, they've got 0% financing on a lot of models because of their recent recalls and other company fiascos, not only with the Toyota brand, but also with the Lexus brand, Nissan and Infiniti. I know Infiniti has got a limited engagement summer event of different vehicles on sale. They're going to be doing some enhancements to their lineup for 2011, and they're looking to unload the 2010s, but the enhancements for 2011 are really not that significant, so I would not hesitate to buy a 2010 Infiniti, for example. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let me tell you a little bit about a funny event that's coming up this coming weekend, the weekend of, next weekend, next Saturday to be exact, Saturday the 14th in Monterey, California. We've been talking a lot and we continue to talk about the Monterey area and Pebble Beach weekend, or now they call it Pebble Beach Week or Monterey Week. Well, you know, this event has grown from what used to be just two events, the Concours Classic Car event on Sunday, the Pebble Beach Concours d'Elegance, and the what used to be called the Monterey Historic Races, into a series of events, including the Italian Car Show that we talked about in a previous hour of the broadcast, Concorso Italiano, to an event called the Quail, a motorsports gathering, a very high ticket-priced venue, showcasing a lot of motorsports cars and fine food, and also an auction there by Bonhams. There is also a number of additional auctions in addition to the folks from Mecum who are going to be joining us in this hour of the broadcast. David Gooding and company will be with us in the third hour of the broadcast. He's having an auction. Also, RM has their traditional big one. This is their highlighted one of the year. And it's morphed from a two-day event into a three-day event. So there are a total of five different auctions. But one that I definitely got to check out. I did not check it out last year. I just was a little bit too busy. Had to do some interviews over at the RM event, actually with Edsel Ford, to do with his juvenile diabetes charity. They were auctioning off some special vehicles to benefit that. So I missed out on the Concours de Lemons, which is, you know, quietly poking fun at the Pebble Beach event, which over the years, I've been going myself for now about 10 years, and every year it gets a little bit more hoity-toity, to be honest with you. Every year it gets a little bit more snooty. Every year it gets a little bit more wealthy. And there's nothing wrong with that, but, you know, some of these people take themselves a little bit too seriously. So a gentleman came up with an event called Concours de Lemons, and they put out on a field vehicles like Pintos and Pacers and Gremlins and all kinds of funky vehicles, and give out worst of show awards and worst German car, worst Japanese car. It's very cool. Check out that website, ConcoursDLemons.com. Let's go to Brian in Massachusetts, listening on WBIX, the business station in Boston. Hey there, Brian. How you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
I'm doing not bad. Hanging in there myself. Has the summer been treating you well?
Yes, it has, sir.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Let's go back into the 1970s and see if you can answer this question. There was a personal luxury car, that's what they called it back in those days, a two-door vehicle sold for not that many years, but a few years. It was called the Elite. Which car company gave us the Elite?
That was the Ford Motor Company. It was a modified Torino.
You're right, 100%. Correct, and kind of an alternative, and a more affordable alternative to the Thunderbird back then. Congratulations. Do you have a favorite new vehicle on the road today?
Yes, the Corvette Z06.
Oh, excellent. Wonderful choice, and certainly you can't overlook for value that Grand Sport, which is a kind of taking the base model and giving it some of the stylighting enhancements of the Z06, but it doesn't have that wonderful LS7 engine, the 500 horsepower Z06 engine in it, but great value. And of course the ZR1 is the king of all the Corvettes. I've never seen one on the road here in Massachusetts. I'm based just outside of Boston myself. I've never seen it on the road in anywhere, the ZR1 Corvettes. I know they're only making a limited number, but folks must be tucking them away or being very cautious with them, because they started about $100,000 and only have two options, and one of the options is $10,000. So I believe the most money you can spend on a Corvette is about $120,000. So it's a big range there. But you're a man with great taste. Hang on for Matt, and we're going to put you in the running for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage, hopefully coming up in a couple of weeks. We'll take a cruise ourselves here and hope Paul Eisenstein calls in. He's running a little bit late. If not, we'll continue with more fun here on Auto World.
Even after to a drag. We all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or $5,000 repair bill. Even if your factory warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-871-4131. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BBB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you, so you save money with our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. That's 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long. A little later on in this hour, John Kramen from the Mecum Auctions, happening next week in Monterey, will be with us. And also in Monterey next week will be our special guest, Paul Eisenstein, the publisher of TheDetroitBureau.com. Paul, how you doing?
Good, Bob. My apologies. Got caught up in a little bit of Sunday traffic here.
No problem. Speaking of hot Cadillacs, being here in New England, I don't always get the vehicles that you get in the Detroit area or my buddies in Los Angeles get all the time. Have you driven the CTS-V coupe?
Well, I'm going to be going up to New York tomorrow to be going and driving some very, very hot Cadillacs, including exactly what you're talking about. So next time we talk, I'll give you a full rundown.
Wonderful. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are going to be happening. Both you and I will be out in Monterey. It's amazing how the car companies have started to use this more and more as a stage to launch vehicles.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And by the way, Bob, before we get into that, after we talk about Monterey and Pebble Beach, can we talk about Jerry Flint?
Sure.
The news.
Yes, yes.
If you don't mind, I'd like to bring that up. But let's stay on something a little bit more upbeat for the moment. Yeah, Pebble Beach, which, of course, is now over half a century old, hard to believe, is the premier Concours here in North America, arguably the premier Concours in the world. And what's interesting is that it has grown from Sunday's Concours into a near week-long series of events, everything from these incredible auctions, a half dozen or more these days, of course, the historic races out at Laguna Seca. We have the Quail Lodge Concours. We have the Concorso Italiano. And I'm forgetting because there's probably a half dozen other events that I'll remind myself next week that all go on simultaneously. But what's really interesting is that more and more every year, automakers are using the event as a backdrop to launch a whole bunch of products. And let's see, I know about Infiniti. We have Ford and... oh, gosh, there's several others. I think you and I were talking earlier in the day. Who else is coming?
Yeah, Bugatti, of course, is going to show
off.
McLaren will show off to the public, I believe, the first time in North America, their vehicle as well. Rumors of perhaps some limited edition Jag. I don't know if that's true or not. But
I've heard rumors to that effect, and I think, having gotten horribly behind on email this week, taking a few days off, I believe I saw a couple other things come across the transom that I haven't opened yet of other invitations to little backgrounders at Pebble Beach. So this is going to be a very, very important event. You're going to have a lot of people paying close attention to what you broadcast next week.
Absolutely. And then the following week, a real cool event in your neck of the woods there, and I am a big fan of Detroit myself, and the Woodward Dream Cruise. What a great event that is, Paul.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's so funny when you think about it. It started out more than a dozen years ago with a small car club saying, we're tired of just putting all these muscle cars in a field and having people walk around them looking at them like they were at the Art Institute. Why don't we actually show people what it's like the way they used to drive? So they started cruising down Woodward, which was, you know, it was the Detroit version of American Graffiti in the old days. In fact, some people feel that the real cruising scene was here, not California.
Yep.
Now the Woodward Dream Cruise has grown into this phenomenal event. By some counts, 60,000 or more classic muscle cars, hot rods, antiques, specialty vehicles, and over 1 million people every year line the cruise's length pretty much for about a 20-mile stretch of Woodward Avenue. Though for those who know the Detroit area, it really concentrates down around where Royal Oak and Ferndale are, which is where the guys like John DeLorean in their day used to take out their hot rods, often from the secret labs at GM, Ford, Chrysler, and American Motors to go test them, to go race one another to see who had the hottest property before it hit the market.
So true. And the fact that it has so many different vehicles, as you were talking a little bit earlier, everything from brand-new vehicles to classic muscle vehicles to some homemade vehicles, including the bathtub. I've been thinking about this all day. I got to see the bathtub vehicle.
Well, I don't have it up yet on the site, but folks who want to come back up to the DetroitBureau.com, we'll have a preview up in a little over a week and a half. I'll start previewing the Dream Cruise. And one of my favorite all-time crazy vehicles, because a lot of custom stuff gets out there, was a guy who had a custom hot rod matching painted to his trailer. And what was his trailer? It was an old clawfoot bathtub that he put on wheels. The wheels drove a pump so that he filled the darn thing up with water. The shower really worked, and when I saw it, there were two very scantily bikini-clad young ladies with an extraordinarily happy young man in between, sandwiched in between. Boy, I don't know if that was a very clean or a very dirty moment.
That remains to be seen, definitely, Paul. Speaking of Detroit, there are rumors that this is going to surprise a lot of people, that General Motors is going to do an IPO in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, it's been talking about this for a while, obviously, with the government owning a 61% stake in what some critics call government motors. GM CEO Big Ed Whitaker wants to get the government off their back as soon as possible. I've got to say that the government has been surprisingly good about how they've been managing their stake in the company, but the one thing that they are pushing for is to have that stake sold off as soon as possible. Now, Whitaker's been dropping hints. We don't know exactly what's going to happen. Their earnings, their second quarter earnings, are supposed to look phenomenal. They've been telegraphing that pretty clearly. And they'll come out this coming week. Right after that, we expect to hear a date on the IPO. Will GM sell off all or just some of the government stake? We don't know. One of my colleagues, our colleagues over at the Free Press, did an interesting analysis today, and if GM doesn't, say, dilute the stock, the 356 million shares of stock that they have right now would have to go for about $114 a share for the government to fully recover. If they decide to do a split so that they have roughly the same shares as Ford Motor Company, they might be down in the $20 to $30 range, depending on what they finally issue. Is that possible? Well, Ford has had a run-up, if you remember, from a little more than a dollar a share during the dark days when everybody looked like they'd go broke to about 13 and change the other day. And most analysts say that is still down from where it could go. So would GM, considering the way that it's looking right now, be able to command, well, if they don't dilute, $114 a share? That's a stretch, but not impossible.
Very good point, Paul. It's going to be an interesting thing to watch, and lots of cool things are on the agenda in the not-too-distant future. And, Paul, of course, all of your fans and all of our Auto World listeners are invited to log on to the Detroit Bureau and sign up for newsletters. When we come back on the other side, we'll touch on that and also talk a little bit about the passing of Jerry Flint. This is Auto World. Don't go away. We're coming back with lots more.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
Hi, this is Auto World's Bob Long with a really special deal just for you. The folks at California Car Cover Company are going to give you a discount if you put in my name, Bob Long, in the discount code box at calcarcover.com. You'll get 15% right off the top of your order. So log on to calcarcover.com or call 800-423-5525 and use discount code Bob Long.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly packaged and shipped daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
On air, online, and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. Thank you very much for joining us. Our telephone number 800-259-9231, Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Before the break there, Paul, I just wanted to remind all of our listeners that you got lots of neat stuff in the way of newsletters and great up-to-the-moment information, and folks can subscribe 100% free.
Yes, absolutely, Bob. Thank you. Clear my throat. If people would like it, they can go to thedetroitbureau.com and find any time an assortment of news and features and reviews. We do spy shots, lots of breaking news on reviews, all sorts of breaking news on what's happening in the industry. You'll get the angle from everybody's point of view, whether you're a consumer looking to get a great deal on a car, an enthusiast, or even an automotive industry insider. We're the DetroitBureau.com is the place. And, of course, you can subscribe to our updates if you want. You'll get a word of every story as it comes down the line, or just a daily, or even, if you prefer, a weekly update. It's always free. We don't do anything with your email. I just want to stress that. We absolutely do not share our list with anybody, so it is free and safe. You can also get RSS feeds, all at thedetroitbureau.com.
Excellent. And, Paul, we were scheduled to do a longer interview today, but we'll be definitely doing some stuff in Monterey. We definitely should take a moment here to pay tribute to a great automotive journalist who passed away, yeah. Jerry Flint.
My gosh, how do you begin a story about Jerry Flint? You begin by using the word that is most often heard, curmudgeon, gruff, tough, one of the most difficult interviewers I've ever seen. I'd like to say that I've been able to learn a lot from Jerry about how to interview, how to perceive the world, how to write. I don't think I'll ever come close to having the depth and understanding that he did. He never let anybody get away with the easy out. Jerry was a great writer. I love to have him doing columns, as he did for me for many years in the various publications that I've run. I've loved to be out in the field with Jerry. We traveled extensively together. on automotive events over the years. He was a tough son of a gun. He was delightful. He was the sort of guy that could make everybody crazy, and yet if there was an event or something to honor Jerry, everybody was there. He will be sorely, sorely missed. And anybody who is familiar with Jerry, great. You know where to look for some of his past stories. And if you haven't heard of Jerry Flint, well, go online, look up some of his stories, have a laugh, enjoy, and learn a lot, because Jerry was the master.
Well said, Paul. Paul, I will see you next week, or later this week, in California, and we thank you so much for your time here today.
Yes, we're bound for California, aren't we? Have a safe trip, and we'll see you out there.
Thank you, Paul. Speaking of California, on deck, ready to go, is John Crayman to tell us all about the big Mecum auction coming up in days in Monterey, California. Hello there, John. Welcome to Auto World, and thank you for coming on board on short notice.
Hey, no worries, man. Any excuse to talk about the extravaganza at Monterey, I am ready, willing, and able, guys.
Absolutely. So let's begin with a little history lesson. You guys dabbled for the first time in the Monterey waters last year, and boy, what a result. You set a world record, and this year you're back with a vengeance, doing a two-day sale, and you got a tremendous response. Let's talk a little bit about that world record set last year.
Well, that's what put us on the map at Monterey. As you said, last year was our first foray into the Monterey location. We did it with a one-day auction running on the Saturday. And, of course, the star of the show was the 65 Daytona Cobra Coupe, one of six built, and the actual car driven by Bob Bondurant to the Manufacturers Championship in 1965, bringing home that title for the USA. That exact car sold for a world record price of $7,250,000. As a result of that, our mentor and leader, Dana Mecum, our company president, decided, let's go back, as you said, with a vengeance, and we did. We're spanning it from 2 days. We're Friday, Saturday, 200 cars each day, 10 a.m. in the morning till 6 o'clock in the afternoon, with the most diverse collection of investment-grade collector cars that we've ever had in our 23 years of business. And we can't wait to get going next week to Monterey. We're heading out midweek. We're based in the Chicago area, so we're looking forward to coming out to California.
Absolutely. And you guys have a wonderful venue. Tell all of our listeners, of course, the dates of the event, August 13th and 14th, and whereabouts in Monterey will it be held?
The absolute stunning, picture-perfect Hyatt Regency Resort and Spa. It's right on the Del Monte Golf Course. All the cars will be out on the golf fairways on display, and I've got some great news for anybody listening. Dana Mecum has decided to make this a no-charge event for people that want to come out and view the cars. Our cars will be available to be viewed starting Thursday, next Thursday, at 12 p.m. through 5 p.m. That's our preview event. And then gates will open each day, Friday and Saturday, for the auction at 8. First car will sell at 10. We'll go till 6. Gates wide open, public invited. Come on out, join us, say hello, take a look at the best collection, the most diverse collection of collector cars in Mecum history, and also like to say that we are broadcasting this event live from 1 o'clock until 5 o'clock local Pacific time each day on Discovery HD Theater Channel. And this will be our first time ever broadcasting live from the Monterey venue. So we are really pushing this to a high degree.
Let's talk about some of the special cars that are going over the block at Monterey. Just taking a quick look here, and you can tell me much more, John, because there's just so much here on the website to dive into. But here's an interesting car. It's a 1960 Chrysler 300F Special Two-Door that's NASCAR's all-time flying mile record holder. This car I wasn't aware of.
This is a car that is coming literally out of nowhere. It's fully documented. There were Chrysler 1960 built, especially prepared for racing for the Flying Mile Speed Record competition, six specially produced 300F Chryslers, and they were all of them were equipped with the four-speed manual transmission, very unusual in that car. This particular car going up for auction is the actual all-time world record holder of that speed record. I believe it was around 141 miles per hour. And the reason why that record will never be broken, 1960 was the last year that they had the flying mile competition in Daytona, and we are very proud to have this car. But, boy, let me just quickly hit just on a few great cars. Us baby boomers growing up in the 50s and 60s will remember, of course, Ed Big Daddy Roth, especially the Tweety Pie, one of his great styling exercises in Hot Rod. It was a Revell model, one of the top-selling models of all time. Proud to say that Big Daddy Ed Roth's Tweety Pie will be for sale. We've got a bevy of seven-figure cars. Those are cars that will be bid in well in excess of $1 million at this particular event, all the way down to affordable collector cars running on Friday afternoon down in the $10,000 range. It's just astonishing the diverse and select group of cars we've got at this event. We're very proud.
And are you going to have some Reggie Jackson cars at this event?
Yeah, Mr. October has brought 17 great high-end collector cars. Some of the best cars out of his personal collection will be at this event. Reggie will be on site as well, and we're very pleased to have, you know, certainly one of the true all-time baseball icons with us at this event. What has happened here, guys, is this event has now become, of the five auctions that are occurring at the same time on the peninsula in Monterey next week, the Mecum event, and it's only in its second year, is the largest. With 400 cars on the docket, we're by far the biggest one of the event, and we're also attracting some of the top cars in the world as a result of the notoriety and the size and the energy and the scope of this event. We're very proud.
Absolutely. I'm just taking a quick look here at Reggie's vehicles, select vehicles from the Reggie Jackson collection. And, boy, there's some amazing ones on here in the muscle car realm, a 68 Chevrolet Yanko Camaro, 427 cubic inch, 450 horsepower, 4-speed. That one is certainly amazing. A 69 Camaro ZL1, one of the rarest of all, 427 with a 4-speed. And, boy, we'll have to talk more on the other side about some of the Reggie cars. Even the Volkswagen looks like a very pristine 62 Volkswagen Beetle 4-speed. More with John from Mecum Auction straight ahead. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
It's you. Get into my car.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
G-C-N.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back here on the broadcast. We thank you for joining us. John Craman is with us from the Mecum Auction. And we're telling you all about the big Monterey event coming up this coming weekend out in Monterey, California. We've been talking a little bit about some of the selected vehicles. And John, I was looking at some of these Reggie Jackson vehicles, as I touched on before the break, and certainly this this amazing lot S-104, the 69 Camaro ZL1, this is only one of 69 built and only one of five or six known with the original engine, so this car is going to be worth an awful lot of money.
Well, it is, and, you know, as you said, out of the 69 built, you know, people say, well, why would they have only built that many? Well, let me tell you why. The cost of that car, because of that ZL1 package, was exorbitant. It was double the price of a standard Camaro, and what makes that car so unique and so exotic is that engine was an all-aluminum, that's right, aluminum block and aluminum heads, and virtually all those cars were ordered special purpose, primarily for drag racing, and very few have survived with their original engine intact. So that is a, you know, in the collector investment grade, collector world, these ZL1s are considered to be the holy grail of the muscle car era. While we're probably not going to see a seven-figure bid on these cars, this car should bid well north of $500,000.
Definitely. And another one from Reggie's collection, a 67 Corvette convertible, 427, 400 horsepower. That's a beauty. I've had the pleasure of interviewing Reggie a number of times. He truly is a car guy.
Well, yeah, and it's not something that he's just sort of jumped in the car. He's been a car enthusiast virtually his entire life. You know, things kind of go in cycles, and Reg was one of the innovators and one of the originators in the collector car world, and was one of the first, what I would consider to be high profile or real notable celebrities to get involved with cars, particularly cars from the 60s and particularly performance cars, and, you know, has done a tremendous job of really helping put these type of cars, making them kind of a household name. We have to give Reg a lot of credit for that.
And certainly one of the star cars is a 1959 Ferrari 250 GT long wheelbase. This is a racing vehicle, a Berlinetta. Tell us all about it, John.
Wow. Yeah, you know, every once in a while something just comes out of nowhere that is historic and rare and spectacular, and we just cannot stress the significance of this car. We all know that these Ferrari 250s are considered to be some of the top and most valuable collector cars in the world. But what we have is a car coming out of a private collection being owned for many years. And this is the car that actually won its class in Le Mans in 1959. And it's just astonishing that I have had a chance to see the car, and it absolutely is in as new condition. Anybody within shouting distance of Monterey ought to make the trek to visit the event just to strictly look at this car. Once in a lifetime chance to bid on a car of this caliber. By far the most potentially valuable car of the Mecum event out of the foreign cars, and probably one of the most valuable cars during the entire Monterey week as well.
I always liked and had great respect for Bing Crosby, and my respect has just risen another notch because I love Aston Martins. I had no idea that Bing Crosby owned a 66 Aston Martin DB6 Coupe. This is a beautiful vehicle.
It's going to be a lot of fun to see exactly how the Bing Crosby connection impacts the value of his former car he formerly owned. And a lot of times celebrities, there would be claims with collector cars that celebrities own them, and without ironclad documentation, sometimes that gets a little bit vague. But the good news for anybody thinking to bid on this car, the car is highly documented. It definitely was his car. And it'll be fun to see exactly what happens value-wise, how much additional value will be considered for this lot as a result of the Bing Crosby connection. We also have, interestingly, a 1989 Jaguar XJ that was owned by Frank Sinatra.
Wow.
And that car is also going to be on the auction block at this particular auction as well. So for those of you fans from that era, if you're looking for a little bit of history from some of your icons, we will have a couple of them at this event.
Yeah, I like Sinatra, too. He seems to have owned a lot of Jags over the years. I know he owns some Ghias as well, so another great car guy. Tell us about this stainless steel 1936 Ford Deluxe two-door sedan, factory stainless steel. This is a car. I've been doing this a long time. This is a car I never heard of.
Well, this may be the most astonishing car of the entire collection. Ford, for promotional purposes and show purposes back in the mid-30s, built just a couple of what was a gorgeous styling, styling-wise car back in 1936, and the car literally was built with stainless steel, and it looks like the car is absolutely chrome-plated. Obviously, a very expensive way to try to form all of the different compound curves, and you know the lines of those cars were spectacular, and Ford did it. And even more astonishing, all these years later, the car has just coming out of a full-blown restoration, presenting itself in absolutely as new condition. Listen to this, Bob. Expected to fetch north of $1 million.
I am not surprised. That vehicle really blew me away. And another one here, it's certainly, you know, if you're a Corvette person, and I've had the privilege of owning a couple in my life, still own my 98, and this is a 67 L88 convertible, the first RPO L88 built. This is going to go for a lot of money.
Well, it is. Again, we're talking another seven-figure car. You're picking out the good ones, the real highlighted cars. Only 20 L88s were produced in 1967, and this is the absolutely first one that was built. So, you know, that legendary L88 ran, of course, three production years, 67, 68, and 69, and the 67s are the most rare and arguably the most valuable, and the first one produced would be the most valuable of the bunch. Again, we're expecting to see north of $1 million on lot number S125, that great L88 convertible. Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely amazing, and conservatively rated at 430 horsepower, but some say it could build up to 600 horsepower. That is something else. And your guys are going to have some boats there in Monterey as well. Tell us about this 1922 Hacker Gentleman's Race Boat, 29 foot long and packing 400 horsepower.
Yeah, this is what we've got, some very, we're calling them the Monterey Five high-end wooden boats. The 22 Hacker that you mentioned has a Liberty V12 aircraft engine in it. The boat is essentially all engine. And to think that, you know, this kind of outrageousness would have been produced in kind of the, you know, the beginning era of performance, both for airplanes and for cars, and of course for boats, this really sort of set the standard, and very honored and very proud. We're going to be seeing, several of these boats fetch north of $500,000, believed to be the best collection of high-end wooden vintage investment-grade boats ever offered at one time in an auction.
Tell us about Jim Parkinson and his collection.
Yeah, Jim is extremely well known, a very successful, very large auto dealer in Southern California, has been a successful, well-known race participant at Pebble Beach for many years, has put together a great collection of cars, and we were extremely honored that he decided to choose Mecum as his auction house to bring these cars to auction and to further highlight the significance of these group of cars, which is a very eclectic. There's literally something for everyone. These vehicles are being offered and being sold in consecutive lot numbers on a Friday afternoon, selling at no reserve. And we think that the notoriety of Parky, as he's referred to by friends and family and everybody that knows him, to be able to do that is a testament to his confidence of the kind of energy that we've got, Mecum has going into this auction.
I got my eye on lot F98, the 72 Di Tommaso Pantera.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that's a looker.
Yeah, you know, the Pantera, what a great exotic from the early 70s. Big fan of those cars myself. This particular car is in spectacular shape. It's got some upgrades done to it. Interestingly, anybody interested in any of the 400 lots, just visit Mecum.com. Very easy to navigate, Bob, as you know, and can take a look at and spend all afternoon looking at what is being described as the best, most diverse mix of collector cars ever offered in the, you know, almost 20 years of auction action in Monterey. Only Mecum's second year, but we're really proud that we've really brought in a fantastic selection, having the largest auction on the peninsula during Monterey Week.
Tell our listeners a little bit about the 56 Lincoln Mark II Coupe. This is a gorgeous vehicle. Matter of fact, we'll hold you over if you can hang with us. Can you hang with us just for a few more moments, John? Thank you so much. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, stick around on the other side. More with John Kramen from Mecum. This is Auto World, and I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.